BBC correspondent Hilary Anderson is with British forces in southern Iraq. We spoke with her earlier about fighting this morning.
At dawn, British forces carried out a raid onto a town called Abu al-Khalid, which is just southeast by about 10 kilometers of Basra itself. And this is a sign of the British forces moving in closer and closer towards the city center. Currently, the city itself is held by Iraqi paramilitaries and members of Iraq's regular army. And British forces are stationed both on the west and now, as of today, closing in on the southeast of the city. The British pattern is not to try to move into Basra and completely take it, but to carry out aggressive forays into the center of the town, do things like rip down statues of Saddam Hussein, which is something they've done this weekend, and then pull back out to the outer fringes in the hope of encouraging the people of Basra to rise up on their own against Saddam Hussein.
Why haven't the people risen up on their own? That's what military strategists were expecting.
Yes, crucial question. And I think the answer is that the people of southern Iraq do not feel secure. They are worried that things may turn out differently, that this war may not end quickly, and that Saddam Hussein may stay in power for a while. They don't feel that the West as yet has a strong enough foothold in southern Iraq for them to turn around and do what they want, because the last time they rose up against Saddam Hussein and Basra was in the last Gulf War in 1991. The Western forces went home. Saddam Hussein's men came in and punished the people of Basra very severely. The West was not there to help. So the people of Basra don't really trust Western forces for obvious reasons.
So how much control do the British now have over their sector of southern Iraq?
Well, you basically have about 20,000 troops covering a vast area, an area, let's say, around the size of a small country like Israel. That means that British forces are quite thinly distributed over the region. But having said that, they're very powerfully equipped with these Challenger 2 tanks and all the other technologically superior military equipment that they've brought to this theater of war. The picture is basically of British troops manning roadblocks, vehicle checkpoints across the whole of southern Iraq, stationing themselves on the outskirts of cities, trying day by day to take the cities themselves.
This past week, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan indicated there was a mounting humanitarian crisis in Basra. Have you seen any indications of that?
We can't get into Basra. It's too dangerous for journalists, and the city is effectively sealed off. But we've talked to people who've come out of Basra and cities like Basra, and they paint a picture of difficult conditions where there are limited water supplies and electricity has been very sporadic, and the food situation does not appear to be dire. People that still have food enough for several weeks, that's according to the military's own assessment. So we're not talking about, a sort of Angolan-type situation where people are starving or anything like that. But there is a building problem in Basra and in other cities. And I think the major problem, apart from the humanitarian issues, is the fact that the civilians are sitting there under this intense bombardment, aerial bombardment by American planes day after day. Civilians have been hurt. The Iraqis say that scores of Iraqi civilians have actually been killed. We can't independently verify that, but we do know that serious bombing raids have gone on and that civilians have been trapped in this.
Hilary Anderson is a correspondent for the BBC. She's with British forces in southern Iraq. Hilary, thank you very much.
You're welcome.